This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Case and hospitalization surges in nearby Minnesota and Michigan are a concern. The latest daily totals for Illinois include nearly 2,500 new cases and 1,600 COVID patients in the hospital. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing more than $15 million in funding to boost the development of wet labs across the state. 8 facilities will benefit from the grant money, which will help fund the construction of new wet lab space. The labs are used to conduct research in areas like biotechnology, medical devices, and pharmaceuticals. Private funding will bring the total investment to $90 million. Schools and facilities receiving the money include the Illinois Institute of Technology, Northwestern University, both Southern Illinois University campuses, and the University of Illinois Research Park. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Former President Clinton's in the hospital. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News. He's in intensive care in California with an infection. His wife Hillary was with him last night.
Former President Clinton is said to be recovering well after a urological infection sent him to a Southern California hospital on Tuesday. We received a statement from the hospital, University of California Irvine Medical Center, which says Clinton was admitted to the hospital for close monitoring and administered IV antibiotics and fluids. After 2 days of treatments, his white blood cell count is trending down and he is responding to antibiotics well.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Food and Drug Administration advisors today consider whether to recommend booster shots of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. Another version is on its way to recommendation.
All 19 members of the FDA's Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee voted in favor of Moderna coronavirus vaccine booster shots, even though some of the member physicians had some doubts. Dr. Patrick Moore.
But the data itself is not strong, but it is certainly going in a direction that is supportive of this vote.
A similar group of advisors at CDC will need to vote. The concept is to make the boosters available for seniors and immunocompromised persons. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new Fox poll finds a tight governor's race in Virginia between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin.
The latest Fox News poll of Virginia likely voters shows McAuliffe leads 51-46% with 3% undecided. Former President Obama, Speaker Pelosi, and Stacey Abrams being some of those expected to try and help send the Democrat over the edge. President Joe Biden is also joining in on that fight, despite 49% of likely Virginia voters disapproving of his job performance. That's according to a Fox News poll.
Fox is Ashley Strong. Part of U.S. Highway 101 closed by wildfire in Southern California has reopened with firefighters making progress. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from Simply Safe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, Simply Safe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, Simply Safe alerts them and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at simplysafe.com. today.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free. Millions are watching Newsmax, available now on major cable systems or for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. Find it streaming on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, and more. 7 million Americans have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. It takes just seconds, then watch us anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why. Start watching today.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Panama, speaking with people trying to make their way to the United States.
We are several hours into the Darien Gap jungle, into Bajo Chiquito, the first of any part of Panama that the migrants come to. They're tired. Some are injured. They say they've never experienced anything like this. The death they saw, the challenges. One woman in the group of migrants we were talking to is in the medical center, has a gash on her leg. Another migrant told us his feet are killing him. Another, so tired, he simply couldn't talk. They say that they ultimately want to get to the United States. They believe that now is the time to come because they want a better life. It's just an unbelievable testament to the humanity and the toll it's taking on these individuals.
The Biden administration next month plans to reinstate a Trump immigration policy that immigrants must remain in Mexico pending an immigration hearing. That reinstatement was ordered by a federal judge. Stock futures are up ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 534 points yesterday, with the S&P and NASDAQ each up 1.7%. A new Beatles box set is out today.
The Beatles' Let It Be album is getting the deluxe treatment just ahead of next month's Peter Jackson documentary series, Get Back.
Don't let me down.
Planet V Special Edition will have several forms, including vinyl and CDs with a hardback book. With studio jams, outtakes, alternate versions, and live performances the group did during their famous rooftop concert in London in 1969. It also features track-by-track annotations and previously unpublished photos by Linda McCartney. The book has an introduction by Paul McCartney, who writes, quote, "It's how I want to remember the Beatles." Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Baseball's American League Championship Series starts tonight. It's the Astros versus the Red Sox. The Dodgers beat the Giants last night to advance to the National League Series against Atlanta. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Water.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got showers likely with possible thunderstorms and some early morning fog. Otherwise, cloudy with a high of 64. For tonight, that chance of rain continues up until around 10 p.m., cloudy with an early evening, and then clear as the night goes on, low around 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 60, and Sunday, it's going to be nice and sunny with a high near 68. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is at 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, October 15th edition of Buyers and Company. Gender-neutral toy aisles. Yeah, we're going there. Plus, Succession's returning to HBO. If you're not watching this, it's like Dallas for 2021.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
When I was a youngster, Who Shot JR was a big damn deal. And hard to explain to the kids today why it was a big deal.
And what's Dallas and who is JR?
The ultimate cliffhanger. Yeah. You know, it was the end of the season. JR gets shot. Is he alive or is he dead? Who shot him? They built a whole season. And we had Falcon Crest. And, you know, we had Knott's Landing. And we had, what else?
Dynasty.
Yes, Dynasty.
Were you an evening soap?
Not really. It depends on the age. Yeah. I mean, I watched Dallas because everybody had to watch Dallas.
Would Dark Shadows fit in that?
No. Oh. It was an afternoon soap opera about monsters.
Okay.
Barnabas Collins.
I thought it was evening. That's why I threw it in there. I knew what it was, but I thought it was an evening show.
Was it?
I don't know.
I remember it in the afternoon.
Okay.
But who knows? Anyway, Nick's been a little of that artsy side of him is coming out today. It's kind of like he takes a subject and goes a little over here with it. I'm going to give him an F on the project, and then he's going to hold that with him for the next 20 years and throw it in my face every time he has success.
You guys know obscure
stuff. I wouldn't say Dark Shadows is obscure.
It
was the soap
opera
that had, like, the werewolf and the vampire and the Barnabas Collins. You don't remember any of that?
Mm-mm.
It got remade. It got
it on cable? Because we didn't have cable.
Yeah, there was a Johnny Depp movie that came out probably within the last decade about it, which failed it miserably. But
as has most Johnny Depp things last decade.
I'll keep my mouth
shut. Yes. Okay. So Angela's in the studios, and is that pink?
I like to call it
coral.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I bring this up only in that I think it's a ridiculous overreach for government, but the concept isn't wrong. Can you have both of those opinions at the same time?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So in California, starting in like 2024, which is always the funny thing about these laws, it's so important we're getting to this by the time these kids are, you know, too old to be in the toy aisle. Companies with employees of more than 500 people. So, I mean, that's Walmart. Target? I don't think our Target has 500 employees.
Does it mean corporate-wide or at a local level?
Well, I don't know. But the point is, they're going to find that you have to have gender-neutral toy aisles. Now, why this is silly is, you know, this is why California gets the reputation they get of just, you know, there's no such government ordinance that they could ever run away from, is that it shouldn't be the government that should be demanding this. It should be consumers.
Exactly.
And I can remember often thinking, and I'm not picking on Target, and they've said that they're going to do some different signage or something. I don't know. The whole story is, if you want to read about the law, that the law part isn't the interesting thing. It's why we have the conversation to begin with, which is the interesting thing. Why in 2021 are we still having this pink and blue thing? And the pink thing isn't for science or math or, you know, it's still these, like, 100-year-old stereotypes that we use with boys and girls in this country.
And it's true.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I honestly don't think about it. It's not something that consumes me.
Well, no, but I would just tell you that if you wanted to go to see the cool Legos, you know, if we just keep it in the STEM conversation, you know, you had to go to the boys' aisle that was made for boys, obviously advertised to boys. And girls aren't really welcome.
Well, and that's interesting because, I don't know, it's been, I don't know how many years, but, you know, they made Legos just for girls.
Yes, but your Legos were a unicorn and something
really...
Yeah,
they're like little hospitals and kitchens and things. And that wasn't too long ago, and now...
Right.
We're flipping it all back where it doesn't matter.
No, but it shouldn't matter.
It doesn't,
I mean, if
yeah.
you want young women to get interested in these areas where women are underrepresented, it's not because women don't have the talent to be in that
right.
area. It's that they're not sold this at a young age
right.
that this is something that you do. I mean, the idea that we still do the oven thing just slays me. I mean, you know,
and the marketing is still toward girls or boys when you see the commercials.
Right.
So, yeah.
But why?
I don't know.
Why the pink and blue? I mean, you can literally go see the aisle by colors
mm-hmm.
in your head. If you've been there shopping recently to a larger store, you got the, here's the unicorn and kitchen aisle
yep.
for young girls. And here's the whole world of science and imagination and all the coolest franchises
sure.
and all of that. Even if the Black Widow is in the Avengers Lego kit, you don't
right.
get it in the girls aisle.
Monster truck is blue. Barbie's is pink.
Yeah.
Barbies are pink, sorry.
So why does it still work, Nick? That's my question. I mean, because they wouldn't be doing it. I mean, the toy manufacturers, the stores, if it didn't work.
Yeah, it does. But sometimes it works just because it's always worked. And so I think that also there still needs to be room for princesses and unicorns. I still think there needs to be room for action figures, He-Man, and, you know, all the like, without question. But there's plenty of stuff that's pointlessly gendered. You know, things like Legos, board games, science projects and stuff that are specifically marketed in a certain way. And this continues even, like as an adult, sometimes you'll find products like, say, a neck covering or something that is the same exact product, you know, that is packaged two different ways, one for guys, one for girls, even if it's the same color and literally the same package, as if it can't exist, like as if people can't see themselves using it unless it's pointlessly gendered towards them. And so I think that the idea is, as we move towards girls and boys being able to do just about anything, that we don't need to pigeonhole anybody, especially at Jump Street.
Okay. I'm not sure. You lost me about halfway.
Yeah, I kind of was I was on autopilot for the back half.
Okay.
I didn't see a way to land. So
I drifted there. I apologize.
Thank you.
I wasn't checking my phone.
I was hoping you were going to bail me. But
I was seeing if he was still awake.
Yeah, you there?
Okay. I think that I'm not calling for the removal of anything. And if you want to play with a princess doll, knock yourself out. That goes for boys and girls. What I think it has led to is stereotypes of technology and engineering and math and STEM being prolific in the boys' aisle and not so much in the girls' aisle. Because I think there's still this thing of like, well, girls won't like math. I mean, I think that's still sort of insidious in the American culture. More so than we even think.
Yeah, and there's limited versions on the flip. Like, For example, you know, cooking playsets are generally almost exclusively found in the women's side, mm-hmm. whereas there are a lot of people like Gordon Ramsay and stuff. The kids
turn
love.
On Top Chef, yeah. and it's yeah, exactly. Or there's plenty of guys that like glitter.
Sure.
Look at you. You just like Angela has a self-imposed muzzle on right now.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. It's not pink or blue.
No. Nope.
It's I Yellow. Look at the why, and I don't want to be in the middle of this conversation.
Right.
I get it. I think that the notion is right that retailers really should get smart about this. I think the government's probably the last group that can solve this. You know what I mean?
They need to worry about other things, not pink and blue.
Yeah, I think we still have a pandemic going
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
I think
there's probably, some more important things than
you
pink
got
and blue.
500,000 container ships off the coast of Los Angeles that can't get unloaded.
I think we can make our own choices.
Yeah, and to your point, I think there was a report in the last maybe like week or two, maybe more recent than that, about Lego making a conscious effort to kind of make strides in that way, in their packaging, in their commercials and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, because they're blatant. I mean, the boys and the girls are like blatantly different and have been for years.
Oh, yeah.
I just think things evolve and some things don't. And then some things that don't evolve just reinforce bad stereotypes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think about what I would have thought 20 years ago about women's sports to the way I feel today about women's sports, and it's completely changed.
Oh, yeah.
And it actually took government action, though, to cause some of that to happen. And I still think there's plenty of people in sports that kind of go to the girls, yeah, settle down over there, Missy. That attitude's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And, I mean, I think in college you're starting to see a little bit more spectators at some of the women's.
Sure.
But, you know, you look at the WNBA and the NBA, they're not nearly as many people.
Well, I would tell you that I think the women's soccer team outdraws the men's soccer team all the time. So
yep.
I think that in the established sports,
yep.
baseball, football, basketball, women are always going to have a tough time in a league, going against a league that's been around for 75 years and has all the built-in. But I think in all other sports, and we're also talking about, I mean, what is the percentile of people who will ever play in the NBA, the NFL, or Major League Baseball? I mean,
less
in general,
1%.
Right? I mean, that's
yeah.
of men. So
it's
an area most people can't compete in or relate
right.
to. But I think in tennis, over the last 20 years, most of the major stars have been women. Certainly in what?
There's a lot of women tennis stars. I don't know if it's most, but I was trying to do
the biggest tennis stars of the last 25 years have been women. Besides Rafael Nadal and what's his face?
Djokovic.
Yeah, and then
and
the other guy.
And you got Sampras and Agassi. Yeah,
but that's not 20 years. That's you being old and not being able to do math.
No, they've
this
played
is why
in the last
you,
20
you,
years.
No. This
okay.
is why you got to get the easy bake out of the girl's aisle and get the math in there.
Hey, I'm not that old. I am not aging.
20 years ago was...
I am not aging.
2001.
Again?
Okay.
You don't look like you're aging. I'll give you that at least.
I think the most marketable stars in tennis of the last 20 years, there have been men. But Roger Federer was never like a huge...
Yeah, I'll concede. I mean, yeah, because the Williams sisters have been... Yeah, absolutely.
All the way up to today.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
Djokovic
that draw... But yeah, but if you watch the U.S. Open or the Wimbledon finals...
I do.
There's no difference in audience size between the
nope.
women and the men.
Nope,
the women are still paid less at Wimbledon, which is insane.
Yes, I would say that the women and the men in that sport... Probably the women might get just as much, if not more.
I mean,
it's big.
You know, Billie Jean King had to use both lanes and advantages to beat Bobby Riggs. Serena Williams would have beaten Bobby. I mean, she could have given the opposite to Bobby Riggs and had every advantage, and she would have wiped the court with him. The athletes today.
So yeah.
Title IX, all that stuff made a difference, even if people thought, oh, I don't want to be forced to do this. Mm-hmm. And now the scholarship opportunities, the availabilities for young women in this country are better than they've ever been.
Absolutely.
And if you watch the Olympics, I am every bit as excited about Katie Ledecky as I am.
Yep.
You know,
swimming is one.
Yes.
That's another one.
Right?
Yep. Track and field,
gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Softball, baseball.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So I think we've made great strides, but in some areas of our life, you still go, how can that still be a thing?
Yeah.
And the toy aisle is one of them.
Yeah, and I guess I just don't look at it that way, but I don't, you know, it's been a long time since I've shopped for toys.
Yeah. I just remember when our guy, you know, when Lego was, and then Minecraft and all the other things that would have been sort of intros into engineering and mm-hmm. all these things, and you'd go to Target. Once again, not picking on Target, it's probably the largest sort of like where you would buy, you know, not like Giggles where you get a lot of local picket stuff. I mean, like where you go where it's all packaged. And you walk up and down those two aisles, and you just think, my God, this can't be the way modern life looks, right? Yeah. I mean, I get when Barbie first came out.
You know, you're right. So there's a third aisle, though, and we're beating a horse a little bit, but but the Lego aisle is now a third aisle. And if you look, a lot of it has had the pink and the blue extracted off of it, and it's very neutral. It's very like, hey, you like to make a bonsai tree? It doesn't have to be...
I know, but that's going to have to take, I mean, after years and years and years of being bombarded the other way, just taking the pink out of it, I mean, it's a whole mindset.
Well, Legos is a Christmas tradition that we've started about 5-6 years ago with our kids. So
Well, you just said I don't buy toys for my kids.
Well, that's not a toy to me. That's not a toy.
It's
like
the biggest
aisle at
Target.
Like you said, that is an engineering, because we're not getting 50 Legos. We're getting like 1,500, 2,000, and, you know, I've got a daughter that will sit for 5 hours straight and put...
You know what that's about? She didn't get
science.
It as a kid because she had to go down to the pink aisle where they didn't have any of those.
Where they had the flowers.
Yes. She got the glitter.
She's like, Mom, this is too easy. Yeah. I need something challenging.
So what kind of Lego sets do you buy? And then what do you do with them when they're complete?
That's the fun part. Where do you... What do you do? So Star Wars is a big one for us.
That's a big universe in the Lego world.
Cars.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're rolling right now.
I gave a Lego Christmas gift this year to Michelle Mitchell, because she's our digital person that I work with all week long. She's in Springfield, but she's always using as her Zoom backdrop, like the Friends apartment. And so I found the Friends set online.
Wow.
Where it's like literally the coffee shop and all the characters and everything.
It has the set lights and all that.
Yeah, it's like the whole
Friends
set.
There's a Seinfeld apartment, too.
And her and her daughter put it together. They loved it. So I'm with you.
I mean, you get a booklet that's about 500 pages, step by step.
Listen, our guy was doing that at 7 years old.
I know.
And he was doing the 17-year-old one.
Yeah.
Death Star.
You have the Death Star?
We had it at one time.
That's pretty cool.
The Millennium Falcon, all of them.
I just built the Millennium Falcon last week.
Yeah.
I'm onto the Aston Martin DB5 right now.
Okay, that should be a little quicker than the Millennium Falcon, just based on size.
No, it's a technical build. It is very complex. It's the hardest I've done.
Okay.
Moving parts and a working,
All right, and then what do you do with them when they're done?
We try to display them on a little shelf for...
Can't be a little shelf.
They're not little, you're right. Yeah. But let me tell you, it's not fun dusting around those
things.
Okay,
so your house has a bunch of Lego builds.
In 3 or 4 right now. When the girly ones were done being displayed, they're put in a box, fully put together, and I have no idea what I'm going to do with them.
Resale value is pretty good, isn't it, Nick?
I mean, we just have Legos where you can buy Legos just as plain Legos. We just have so many Legos.
Was it Dr. Carney here in town who used to do? He had an entire garage set up, and he would do reproductions of actual real castles. To scale, with Legos. I mean, it was unbelievable.
It's fascinating.
And he had a whole storage system with bins and, you know, labeling. And I mean, it was amazing.
Well, I've gone to the Lego store in Chicago, and that is just overwhelming.
Well, at Lakeland, Florida, Nick and I were talking about this. You probably want to go there because they've had 17 teachers die since August from COVID. But there's Legoland there. And that is, some of the outdoor sculptures are pretty cool.
Never been. I want to go.
Oh, I just remember coming out of there. They have the biggest bags you've ever seen because of the size of the sets. And I just remember carrying like 4 bags out of there, and it was like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, sealed Lego sets appreciate better than gold. Yeah, better than gold.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is there a shortage of them?
No, they just appreciate. You know, they become limited, and people like them.
I want to buy a toy and never play with it.
Do you ever do the little ones like the White House and they've got the little like sort of adult-like ones?
We have purchased those for nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did the, what's the tower there in Seattle? The Space Needle.
Oh, cool.
Sears Tower, whatever.
They don't have enough pieces for me to be in. I mean, I like the idea of it. They just don't have enough. I want to do the Roman Colosseum, though.
How many pieces is that, Nick?
Several thousand.
Yeah.
But it's repetitive, so that's the only reason I've held off.
Now, explain to me.
It's too easy.
I'm looking at a Lego architecture, Marina Bay Sands, on Amazon right now for $1,999.
Must be out. I mean, it must be one that has been archived or vaulted, and they have some inventory.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems insane to me.
That is insane.
It says, you know, new. There's got to be more to the story than that.
I just can't imagine buying a set of something and never opening it and never putting it together. Just keeping it. So
I can't either.
I just can't. It reminds me of that
I remember
Big Bang Theory with the whole toys. And
you can actually get a Lego retail store Lego.
Oh, that's fun. Wonder what kind of minifigs it comes with.
That's the big course. Thing. Why wouldn't you?
It's $174.95. Now, the minifigures, when they came out with those in the packages, I mean, we would spend as much on those because you get all the duplicates and you're trying to get the whole set.
Yep.
And that was at the like the checkout aisle at Target.
I did the Simpsons set, okay? And in the art community that I was with, there were people overseas that I was purchasing them for, and they were like, I don't care what the shipping is. I don't care at all. And it'd be like $70, but I would send probably like 200 or 300 of these over to Germany and Europe because they just loved them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you can get, by the way, speaking of the figures, you can get an exclusive store employee mini set full of Lego mini employees.
Awesome. Yeah, sometimes you look at the sets and go, hey, there's a Boba Fett version I can't get.
Right. So people that are spending $190 on a set so they can get that one little figure.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
We've got advent calendars coming this year for Harry Potter and The Mandalorian. So we're going to do Lego advent calendars as the countdown. Pretty excited about that.
They even have an exclusive. You can tell I haven't done this for a while. I miss it. There's an exclusive Lego store grand opening mini three-figure pack. So you got the construction guy with the helmet, the guy in the suit, the guy with the bullhorn.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, people also make the little decals so you can customize your own, you know, characters. So if they don't exist in the world, you can have your own little minifig. They tell you what to get.
Man, I've missed a lot, Nick. It's changed.
Uh-oh, he's going to start purchasing right
now.
Oh,
man, that used to be my favorite thing. It drives Lindsay crazy. We'd go out to Target, and he used to sit in the cart. You know, like when he was that small.
Look at the box.
And look at the box. I mean, like Rain Man. I mean, it was like, you know, like it was fish sticks time. He would just sit there and study that box. I mean, I think a fight could break out next to the cart, and he wouldn't have had any idea.
I wish I wasn't still doing that at 42. I'm not sitting in the cart, though. I'm just standing there. I probably could. I could stand in the cart. And not be too tall.
Oh, we got to go get video of that.
Yep, we're taking you, and we are getting you in the car.
We got to go do a video in the Lego
aisle.
That
is for sure. Yeah.
I just want to go. I haven't been forever.
It's fun. There's stuff in there that you'd like, for sure.
Now, when he was young, he went through, there was the DC universe, and then Marvel, clearly. And I think even Jurassic Park was still a big thing. Star Wars, clearly, you know, it's always been the thing always to run through it. And then Harry Potter.
I did Pirates as a youngster.
Yes, and I remember that one too.
Pirates was my thing, and then I do Star Wars, Simpsons, and I like one-offs. You know, I like Mandalorian too, which is Star Wars.
Yeah, but that's like recent.
Yeah. So did he ever just take a bunch of Legos and make his own thing?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He had
back when that's what you did.
Yeah.
And
my brother-in-law built these Lego cabinets, like it was on the floor on wheels, you know, but it like the top was all, you know, for Legos, and then it had drawers and you could store the extra and wheel it under the bed. I mean, he had, we still have, I have no idea what's in our attic, but a ton.
That might be his retirement.
I don't think so. I mean,
resell it.
Yeah. That's like the people who thought they were going to put their kids through school with Beanie Babies. I never trust that thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Maybe everybody should spend a little time in the Lego aisle.
Yeah. Pick out your wall art of the Beatles. Pick out, you know, any sort of landmark you like, any sort of pop series you like. I mean, there's a lot to do. Honestly, it's a lot of fun.
What's the most popular right now?
Probably Harry Potter.
Still?
Yeah. Really?
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
The lasting power of that. I think the theme parks probably play a big role in that as well. All right, we got to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. Angela's in the studios from the Y. We'll actually talk about what's going on with the Y. Probably a Y Lego somewhere out there. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Next week is National Teen Driver Safety Week. Parents should have conversations with their teens about the important rules they need to follow to stay safe behind the wheel of a motor vehicle. These rules address the greatest dangers for teen drivers: alcohol, inconsistent or no seatbelt use, distracted driving or texting while driving, drowsy driving, speeding, and having too many passengers. A less talked about but nonetheless important rule is what teens should do when a power line falls onto their vehicle. Ameren, Illinois officials say the first thing a driver who is in a crash that involves power lines should do is to stay in the car and call 911. Crews will respond and make sure the lines are de-energized and that it's safe for the driver to exit. Ameren officials also say if you're in a situation where your car is on fire or smoking, drivers should jump out of the car with both feet together. Then they should bunny hop or shuffle their feet as far away as they can. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A Trump-era policy making a comeback.
The Biden White House now plans to reinstate President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy as soon as next month in compliance with a judge's order from earlier this year. The administration says the policy implementation hinges on approval from Mexican authorities.
Fox's Evan Brown. The plan requires asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while waiting for their immigration hearings. Consumers kept spending in September, according to the latest numbers in from the Commerce Department reporting.
A jump for September retail sales of 0.7%. We were looking for a decline of negative 0.2%, a gain of 0.8% for if you strip out the autos. So those are stronger than expected.
Fox's Cheryl Cassone. Some analysts warning, though, that supply chain disruptions could be spreading beyond the auto industry. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
When you run with Sloan's on a John Deere 1025R compact utility tractor, the power of this workhorse has your full attention. The herd takes notice, and the land is bet its match. Get your John Deere 1025R with loader and deck with 0% for 84 months, all for just $171 per month. 0% for 84 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Celebrating 90 years and going strong. Powered up with Sloan's.
Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got rain as a likelihood with possible thunderstorms and some early morning fog. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy today with a high of 64. For tonight, we've got a chance of rain up until 10 p.m., cloudy during the evening, then clear later with a low around 41. The weekend looks nice, sunny with a high of 60 for Saturday and sunny with a high near 68 for Sunday. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Was Jonathan Van Ness at Milliken this week?
I don't know if that the Good Heart event was
October 11th.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Do you know there's a literally Lego has a Queer Eye Fab Fi Loft kit?
Oh wow, that's pretty sweet.
So you can get Jonathan or Karamo or Tan
as a minifig.
Yeah, they're all the, and the dog Brulee.
Oh, that's cool. I dig that. I think it's fun.
It is. I listen, they've really branched out into a lot of, you know, product line. I mean, like, mm-hmm. you know, franchises.
Yep.
Way more than, I mean, it's not just the tent pole stuff.
Right. I got a Lando minifig recently, and it's the Donald Glover version of Lando Calrissian.
Love it.
And it's got like a poofy kind of afro helmet hair, which is awesome. A cape that kind of bellows, you know, around the outside. And then you can turn his face around on his head, and you've got two different faces and expressions. So one is like a lot of fun, and one's like the skeptical look.
That's old school technology on the toy face. Yeah. Right there, man. That's like right out of 1971. Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and I am old enough to remember G.I. Joes when they were full size.
Oh, yeah, wow. The packaging right now, Brian, this is a trend that's happening.
Do you think Angela grew up in an Amish place, and well, she's just not really told us that she rebelled after they
did
that teenage
thing? I did not have a G.I. Joe.
Okay. Well, you didn't see them ever?
Oh, yeah. I know my husband had a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, with the Kung Fu group.
They're bringing all the toys back, but in the boys' aisle, like the G.I. Joes are on the old cardboard backs and look exactly like they did when I was a kid. He-Man the same. On the girls' side, Care Bears are rebranded and more foo-foo than they ever were. They're not sticking to the old recipe that worked. So I don't know what that if there's something to that, too.
Well, I tell you what we do know out of this discussion is that Nick spends a lot of time in the toy aisle.
I'd say. I think he really does get in a cart and toodaloo around. And we just don't know. He's going to a different city and doing it, nobody can see him.
I'm going back. I'm going today. They got a Fender Stratocaster. I mean, they've got everything.
We start stalking Nick and see what he's doing in the toy aisle.
You're having a lot of fun.
Checking out the Care Bear.
Right. You're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Anywho, there's a lot of, what's the Christmas penguin? I'm trying to figure out what some of this stuff is.
That I don't know.
I'm on the Lego website, not the Target or Walmart site.
I don't know what the Christmas penguin is.
The Fender Stratocaster looks really cool. I mean, if you're a guitar fan. $99.99. And it's got a couple of different colors, and it's got its own little amp.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is cool. There you go. I'm just giving you Christmas gift
ideas. I got a friend that could probably, he could use that, definitely.
All right. What's going on at the YMCA? And why does everything sound so echoey in here today, Nick?
I think it sounds cool.
Because we have one mic up really loud because we have a soft speaking person.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody in my family would go, she's soft spoken. Yeah. No, nobody would say that.
All right, we'll bring up the volume a little bit.
All right, I'll try.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's going on at the Y? I know that you guys had a visit with Comcast was here Tuesday as partnership that they're doing with you guys, recognizing the Y for their work. Yep. The corporate folks were down.
Yep, they were on the front and center, outside. We had to maneuver around them. I didn't want to get in their way.
Staff had to leave by the back door.
Leaving out the child development door.
Yeah. Well, it's just cool to get recognized by partners like
Absolutely.
That because, you know, you need the support of, you know, not only your membership and charitable types of things, but corporate sponsorships are important too.
Yeah. Well, I know Dominic was out at the food drive with you guys, which, man, when I was driving home and heard that large donation, I swear I had tears in my eyes. I could not believe that.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Cool.
But, yeah, the Y is doing well, picking up. And
Dominic was out like three times. I mean, he was there quite a bit on Friday.
Yeah. He said he was only supposed to be there for a certain amount of time, and he ended up staying later, and people were trying to talk him into staying a little bit longer so he could get some Jimmy John's for lunch.
There you go. Well, he was still there at 6 o'clock when we wrapped it up,
oh,
too.
Okay.
So I think
he came back then.
Even a third time. That's a lot of fun. Well, if folks want to, you know, donate to the Y or be a part of the Y, I know you guys have a lot of partnerships with, like, Memorial Hospital and other places. How does that go? I mean, how does that work?
Well, you can actually do it when you sign up for your membership. You can do a donation there that will be a monthly EFT. You know, obviously, Dominant works with the bigger corporations for annual campaign, but you can also make a charitable donation at any given time.
So it's just a member. If you just want to go in and you go, you know what, I think swim lessons are important, and I want to make sure that every kid can afford to do that.
Yep. So you just come in and say, I'd like to make a donation to swim lessons for those that may not be able to afford it. And you just earmark it in a little memo and that amount of money will be put in our annual campaign, but earmarked for swim lessons.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
As we head into the holidays, or people, you know, want to do nice things for people, it's a good.
It is,
because there's so many of the services that you offer, even though they're very affordable, there are still some families that don't have the means to do that.
So our memberships, we have financial assistance. It's called YCares, and you can sign up for that. And it's a process, and, you know, and it goes by percentages, and you can also do that for any of our youth programming. I've sponsored the same kid for a year for swim lessons, just because I just felt that, you know, that's my passion, and I think swimming is a life skill that every single person needs to learn. The water is a great place to be, but you have to respect it. And swimming is very important.
Absolutely. And do they still do the public schools thing?
We haven't since COVID.
Okay, but they were doing it up until then?
So, yes, it's called Safety Around the Water.
What grade is that?
It's usually, we do second grade, that kind of in that area. We do kindergarten. It just kind of depends. We did, Mount Zion was one of our biggest school districts that we did it in. We
but
did
you,
some DPS.
DPS doesn't do
we
it?
We did some DPS.
Some
yep.
or all of them?
Some. There were certain schools that, you know, had teachers that were really, really wanted to get the kids in.
I'm pretty sure, though, when I was in grade school, it was mandatory.
Okay.
I mean, that if you say second grade, I believe that. I don't remember exactly what grade it was, but that it was mandatory that every kid had to go through swim lessons. I don't know if that was just something with the district, or if it was the state, or if that's changed, but you're right. I mean, people need to have access to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not like we live, you know, like in El Paso or something, where you're right by large bodies of water and there's all kinds of kids drowning, but it's still, as you said, a lifelong skill.
It really is. And because it's done in a quick amount of time, usually a week, we call it Safety Around the Water. So we're basically teaching kids a safe way to enter the water, what you can do when you're in the water to stay safe. You're going to learn some skills, but you're not going to have the time to learn, like, how to swim a stroke necessarily. But you're going to learn how to float, or if you get tired in the water, how can you maneuver yourself in the water to keep yourself upright above water.
So you're giving kids survival skills.
Yep.
If somebody gets jumped into a pool, that they're not going to, they're going to know how to take care of themselves.
Yes.
And then hopefully they conquer that fear, and then they learn how to swim and they keep going.
It is amazing what you can get done in 5 hours. Well, it's not even that, really. It's more like 2.5 to 3 hours, where you have kids that are afraid to get in the water, and by the end of the week, they're putting their face in the water, they're getting on kickboards, they're kicking, and that is what is so fulfilling, I know, for the instructors and myself to see that, because then they're excited to come back.
You bet. All right, we've got more to talk about. Have you watched Succession?
No.
No. You have HBO?
Yes.
You've got...
We're finishing up with old seasons of House of Cards. I'm sorry, I don't watch TV.
What, you got Friends on the list next?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Seinfeld?
Mm-hmm. I got all my Seinfeld.
How do you watch House of Cards now, knowing what you know about Kevin Spacey? See, before you thought he was just really good at being creepy.
Well, yeah. Then I wonder, and, you know, we're looking at, he's really good. And then, you're just kind of like, well, how are they going to write this in?
Okay. House of Cards.
How are they writing this
in? I'm telling you, there's something Amish here. We're missing some of the background.
Hey,
I think that there's some, like, Harrison Ford movie. Her family's in, like, the witness relocation program, right? They put her in the middle of Decatur, Illinois to keep her safe. She witnessed some mob-style hit somewhere in Amish country, and she has to pretend to be a regular citizen. She probably doesn't even have a TV.
I'm actually an alien.
Yeah, that was my other theory. I thought the Amish witness relocation program, since we already had a movie about that, might be a better fit. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a 2-year, 4-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconKindGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconKindGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
Millikan University's 17-month evening MBA program is designed with the working adult in mind and is currently enrolling for the January term. The MBA programs in management and healthcare administration will allow you to gain mastery-level knowledge in all aspects of business. Whether you choose to learn in the high-tech classroom environment or take advantage of the flexibility to attend class virtually, you will graduate prepared to positively impact people, organizations, and communities. Learn more about Millikan's evening MBA program at millikan.edu/MBA.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Fans of the show will recognize that. It is really a cool song. Crank it back up.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
If you know what I mean when I say you can't make a tomalet without breaking some Greggs, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It is a season 3 is coming back, I think, this weekend.
One of my best friends gave me a double money-back guarantee on Succession.
I didn't watch season 1 when it first came out. When season 2 came out, I went back and I watched binge season 1 and then watched season 2. It's one of the better things on TV in the last number of years.
Awesome.
And if you were kind of an old school fan of the soap, kind of nighttime soap stuff, this is a big wealthy family, got a lot of Murdoch. You know, you can't almost help but think of Rupert Murdoch in the family. Media empire, old man holding on to power, sons, treachery, you know, bad people doing bad things. Am I selling you yet? You're watching House of Cards for crying out loud.
I don't know.
Like you're looking for virtue in your hair.
I'm actually just sitting there. It's on, and I'm listening to my choreography and watching. But anyway,
the Roy family. You will. It's like, which one can I hate the most? But in a very entertaining way. And Brian Cox is fantastic as the patriarch. And it's coming back to HBO for season 3. And if you haven't watched it, I'm jealous, because you know when you get to uncover those things for the first time, and you go, "Oh, this is so good," and I had no idea. You don't ever get that back again with that thing. You've already seen it. So when people get to do it for the first time, like if for some reason you missed Breaking Bad,
yeah,
and you got to go back and do it, or you didn't get into Game of Thrones or The Wire or whatever it might be, Succession's fantastic. And I love the theme song.
That's a great theme song.
I don't know what it is that's so catchy about it.
It'd be a really good spin song.
You think it would?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of that 90s soaring kind of thing to it.
See, that's how it all works for me. I listen to music. Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what most people are doing while they're sitting on the couch getting their entertainment. Is going, I wish I was on a spin bike.
Right.
You're so weird. In a good way.
Yeah.
All right. So I think I read an article where media types love this show. And I don't know, maybe it's just the sort of the behind the scenes, the way the world works. It's very, very entertaining. Nick, you would love it.
Oh, thank you. That's the second quality
Angela, I'm not sure. I never know. She's an alien.
When I sit down. Excuse me. I do enjoy, if I can just sit still, I like to watch TV. But
that
it's
felt like
just
a Dexter-like confession. You want people to hear that makes you sound a little more human. But
it's
I don't,
the truth. It's just getting me to sit there and let me get engaged for 10 minutes. And I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's not so bad.
Okay. Well, I don't want to waste your time then. You know, I want to give you something that you'll really like, something you'll really enjoy, and something that's up your alley. So maybe Succession isn't it.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
What's your favorite TV show of all time?
Oh, ER.
Okay.
Which didn't start out as a serial soap evening, but then at the end, it totally was.
Well, Michael Crichton created that, you know, and he was an actual physical doctor among many other talents that he had. And I like the hospital shows. St. Elsewhere was my first favorite. Mm-hmm. Or actually, you know, you grew up with Marcus Welby, MD, mm-hmm. or whatever. That was like back when the old Brolin was the young Brolin.
Yeah. I loved, remember the show Emergency?
Oh, yeah.
Loved that show.
Okay.
See, I like that.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, I love that show.
All right.
There's a bunch of good hospital shows on New Amsterdam, The Good Doctor, the Chicago Med. There's several really good ones happening right now.
I know. I loved ER so much that it's just hard. Anyway, I know. It's time to move on.
Okay.
I know.
But you don't have to anymore.
I know.
With Netflix and all this other stuff. Stay with what you like.
The two top shows with teenagers this past year has been Friends and The Sopranos.
For real?
I mean, because of Netflix and HBO and time to watch and binge and do all that. So, I mean, classics are classics. Now, I will tell you, Lindsay's never watched The Sopranos, even though she lied to people for years that she had because she was she was on the West Coast. She couldn't afford HBO, and everybody at work would, you know, talk about it. And you go back to we're watching season one right now. It is dated.
Yep.
I mean, you can't help but, I mean, it was 1998.
Now, if we're going to talk about shows that I still like to watch that are old, I am a Three's Company junkie. I will watch Three's Company every single time it comes on, and I know them all. I have seen them a gazillion times, and they are so funny, and my daughter likes them too.
All right. Well, so this is funny because one of my favorite real estate shows, I always joke with like Tom and Ryan because like if you're a doctor, you know, you're probably not watching ER.
Probably
I mean,
not.
If you do it for a living, it's probably so stupid on TV to you that you wouldn't do it. So I love Million Dollar Listings, both the New York and the Los Angeles version. And Josh Flagg, who is like maybe 42 years old, but acts like an 80-year-old guy. I mean, he's only comfortable around old people. He's buddies with Suzanne Summers, and he's selling their place. Her and her husband were just in the last two episodes because they're in Palm Springs. Not Palm Springs. What is it Palm Springs, California?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Or is it Palm Springs, Florida? Where does Snatcha live? Where the desert, you know, out in the desert. It's Palm Springs, right?
Yeah.
They've got an unbelievable place there. And she is funny. And I follow her on Instagram, and she's a hoot.
Did you see that random stalker come up on her property while she was doing
a live thing? Yeah, absolutely.
She handled it like a pro.
Yes, she did.
It's awesome.
She looks great.
Yeah, she does.
So there you have it.
Yeah. Great show.
That's the second Three's Company reference this week I've heard. That's
really?
An unusual. Yes. I mean,
that is unusual.
Yes.
It's on Cozy TV.
Come and knock on my door.
I owe you a follow-up, Brian. That study that you told me what kids are into, blah, 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 and we were both shocked at Adam Sandler.
Right.
So I go back to my students and I say, all right, hey, there was a study. They said your biggest celebrity entertainer and your favorite influencer. They didn't buy into the influencer. I said, Billy Madison, direct quote, I could see that. So after telling me that nobody knew who he was, now they're like, oh, yeah. Everybody loves him. I'm like, you guys totally sold me out because you told me before nobody knew who he was.
They're kids, Nick.
I know.
That's my only explanation for you there. All right, before we go to the break, I do want to tell you, we've talked about all this wonderful stuff that we have, right? But you also know that every time you have advances in technology, you got people that are out there trying to use that against you. And protecting against burglary, 60.5% of burglaries are forced entry, meaning somebody's going to come and they're going to break your door to get into your business, your home, your location. And a good security system, including cameras, are a great deterrent because they're going to go to the next place that doesn't have the cameras to break in. No one wants to be caught on film. They lower the risk of vandalism. And if you place them conspicuously, they've proven to reduce threats of violence and vandalism at a business by dramatic numbers. The folks at Bectech can take care of you. Cameras to make it easy to traffic camera areas, moving inventory, adjust stocking. Take full advantage. They even have cameras that have the algorithms that are smart enough to learn what's normal and what's abnormal. So you're not sitting in front of some console in the 1970s. It actually alerts you when there's something weird going on. Camera. Try to top that. A nearby jeweler gained greater coverage exterior coverage using cameras, and then put very discreet video security inside the store so we could keep an eye on everything and not make the customers feel like they're being creeped out and overwatched. All this stuff matters. And with BackTech, all you literally have to do is give them a call at 217-428-7000, schedule an appointment, and they will literally take you through a step-by-step needs analysis for your company. They work with schools, factories, businesses, groups of all sizes, all over Illinois. They're located right here. They do a ton to give back. BackTech, 217-428-7000. Here's Nick with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today we've got showers likely with possible thunderstorms and patchy fog early. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high of 64. And tonight, 40% chance of showers up until 10 p.m. Cloudy to start and clear later with a low around 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 60. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 59 degrees, and your WSOI time is 8:54.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Do you know where to find beautiful apparel and spooktacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witches Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Decatur is full of hard-working business owners. From family-owned shops and restaurants to companies with hundreds of employees, local businesses are making a positive impact on our community. And we get it. We understand local businesses because we are a local business. We make our own decisions just like you. You're local, we're local, and we're all working to make our hometown an even better place. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Add curb appeal with the new ThermaTrue entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. ThermaTrue doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the ThermaTrue doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, you give me a Billy Idol, I'll throw you an 80s reference. One of the sons in Succession is played by Ferris Bueller's best friend,
Cameron,
in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Awesome.
I saw that movie many times.
Yeah?
So I've actually seen that movie.
When did that come out?
I have no idea.
Like 80.
I was going to say in the 80s, but no idea. All I know is they made reference to the University of Illinois, so that was really
And reference
cool.
to Decatur.
And reference to Decatur, so. 1986. There were a couple of 80s movies that did that. Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks and Ferris Bueller's Day Off that specifically mentioned Decatur,
really?
Illinois.
Yep. There was a zoom in on it, So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers' head next to Decatur on the map.
Hmm. Risky Business made reference to U of I.
Hmm. Just the U of I? That's all you?
Yeah. Well, pretty big about that. Got a lot of money going there.
Well, I got that. Seems like that was the last time you actually, you know, enjoyed pop culture and entertainment, too.
Mm. Hey, college is great.
Oh, of course it is. Alan Ruck is his name. And he's brilliant as the first marriage kid, you know, so he's got the different dynamic than the other kids. Good stuff. Succession. If you haven't watched it on HBO,
I gotta watch it.
Check it out. It's the 2021 dynasty, only better. Is it John Forsythe? Is that his name? He had great hair.
Yes.
He was the voice of Charlie on Charlie's Angels.
I watched that show.
That's how great a voice he had.
It was a great show.
Speaker box on the desk. with Bosley. Right. All right, that's it for us. Check out the Y. Go join. Go give. We'll be back with you on Monday, bright and early. If you missed any of the show today, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. You can get it anywhere you get your podcast. See you tomorrow or Monday.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. There is a push to allow cities and towns in Illinois to conduct business remotely at any time. Currently, the governor or the state health department must issue an emergency proclamation before a government body can conduct business remotely. The Illinois Municipal League is urging lawmakers to pass legislation to allow the change during the fall veto session, which begins next week. A small satellite built by the University of Illinois Department of Physics.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.